Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. I am your host, Elder Lydia, and I have a word for you today. The word for today is don't feed the fears. It is true that in every phase of life, that whatever we feed will grow. Feed your plants sunlight and water, and they will yield lush greenery, flowers, fruits, or vegetation. Feed your children a healthy, balanced diet, and they will grow up to be healthy and strong. Feed your relationships, communication, understanding, and love, and they will grow and return the same to you. But at the same time, if you decide to stop feeding them, they will cease to grow and death is imminent. The same is true of doubt and fear. If you feed it, it will grow. Out of control and irrational, choking the very life out of you, making your life a living hell and totally unbearable. Now, the Word of God says quite a few things on this matter. And if you go ahead and get out your pens and pencils, your Bibles, your laptops, your iPad, whatever you use, amen, to write down information so that you can go back and explore the Word of God and so that you can be convinced for yourself that this is the Word of God for you in this hour. Glory to God. I hope you're ready. Number one, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That is in 2 Timothy 1:7. And when we look at the word fear, it's defined as distress that causes a perceived threat, whether it be real or imagined. Now, when that word was translated, it's translated from the Greek, and it also means timidity and cowardice. Now, this is the spirit of the devil. But God, amen, what God has for us is not the spirit of fear. He would not have us to cower down or cower back or not take up our swords against the enemy. He's given us a defense for every move that the enemy makes. God has a solution. He has a remedy. He has the answer. Now, this is what the Lord has given us. He's given us power. Glory to God. Power to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Power to cast out demons in his name. Fear go in the name of Jesus. Power to tread on serpents and scorpions and they will not harm us. Power to live holy in the midst of an unholy world. Power to sit at a table prepared by the Lord in the presence of our enemies, not intimidated, because this power is the power of God Almighty. He has also given us love, the perfect love that casts out all fear. And he has given us a sound mind, an inheritance, and an assurance that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Don't feed the fear. Number two, he said for us to cast our care on him because he cares for us. Keep the lines of communication open. If you have to cry, cry. If you have to shout, shout. Just get it out and in the ears of God. Moses was gone, and now all God's people were looking to Joshua to lead them. Oh, my Lord. Joshua cast that care upon the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him and let him know that just as he was with Moses, he will be with him. He told him, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will lead you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Don't feed the fear. Glory to God. The Lord gave him that word of encouragement so that he would not feed the fear, so that he would not be intimidated by the giants in the land that he was about to overtake with his little self. Glory to God. No matter what it looks like, don't feed the fear. Glory to God. Number three, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. Whatever you plant, that's what will come up. Whatever you feed, that's what will grow. Don't feed the fear. fear. Starve it. Feed your faith. Starve your fears. I am who God says that I am. I can do what God says that I can do, and I shall have what God says I shall have. I am more than a conqueror. My complications do not negate my ability to conquer. I am what God says that I am. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My messed up does not nullify the fact. I can do what God says I can do. I can do all things, not some things, not a few things, but all things through Christ that strengthens me. Don't feed the fears. Stand on the promises of God. His word is true. Glory to God. I love the signs in the zoo, amen, that say don't feed the bears. Glory to God, they're there as a warning to us that feeding the bears is hazardous to our health. Well, fear is a gigantic, ferocious grizzly that wants to devour your relationships. It wants to devour your hope. It wants to devour your existence in the earth. But faith in Christ is the remedy. Glory to God. Don't feed the fears. Now, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4 and 8. Blessings, glory to God. Don't feed the fears. Stand on the promises of God. If God said it, he will do it. He is not a man that he should lie. I don't care how many people have lied to you. I don't care how many people you try to depend on and they let you down. God is not a man that he should lie. He is a spirit and he cannot lie. And I mean cannot as in incapable. He cannot and he never changes. He won't change his word. For you and I, he won't change his word. For your friends, I don't care if they said that you would never be nothing. God said something different. Know that you belong to God Almighty. Don't feed those fears. Don't feed those doubts. Believe God. He is going to do what he says. Thank you for being with me today. And then in order to contact this ministry, please go to www.amazinggrace-extraordinarytruth.com. Until next time, be blessed, be whole, and be amazing.